Chapter 16. Deveron, Part 2. Cal, unable to sleep once again, wandered the dark halls of the temple. Cal, Seer, and Grease had just returned from a 3-day mission. He often found it harder to sleep planetside after spending so much time dozing off to the white noise of the Mantis's engines. A good thing he didn't need much sleep anyway. He passed by the closed door of Din's room. Strangely, he couldn't sense the Mandalorian's presence. Only the child's, and Grogu was fast asleep. Cal pushed the sudden stream of worries out of his mind. If something were wrong, Grogu would have noticed and summoned Cal through their bond. Perhaps Din was also experiencing some insomnia and had gone to work on his ship, as he spent much of his time on the project these days. Cal turned his feet in the direction of the courtyard and the landing area. It had been almost a full 2 months since they'd first come to Deveron, but it felt like no time at all. They had something of a routine down by now. Grogu stayed at the temple, where he benefited from the stability and support of the Order, and Din and Cal stayed at the temple when they weren't working. Cal was selective about the missions he took, so he was never away too long, and he suspected Din made the same calculations about the jobs he took. It was nice to have a place to come back to. He hoped Din would agree. Even though they'd known each other for quite a while now, Cal still felt a loss when he tried to guess at the Mandalorian's mental state. He thought it might have a little to do with him wanting Din to feel certain ways, and doubting his own ability to be objective about what he was actually feeling. Cal stepped out of the temple and into the crisp night air. The moons were bright in the sky, and the lack of sentient civilization nearby allowed the stars to shine brightly. Cal was only just beginning to learn their many patterns on this planet. The training courtyard was quiet, but not, as Cal had originally thought, completely vacant. Across the way, near the tree line, a lone figure was moving through some basic lightsaber forms. The Beskar glinting in the moonlight told Cal that the figure was Din, and the precision with which he moved told him that the Mandalorian had been watching the Jedi train closely and had been practicing for a while. However, there was a stiffness about him that Cal figured came from a lack of familiarity with the unusual flow of a lightsaber duel, so unlike any other kind of combat. He watched from afar for a minute before he registered the lightsaber Din was using, or rather, the darksaber. Cal knew what the darksaber was. He'd seen illustrations of Tare Vizsla's unique saber, and heard about the stories of its journey through history. It was an ancient weapon of great cultural importance, and somehow it had fallen into Din's hands. He'd have to ask about it, but not right now. "You're a little heavy on your lead foot," Cal called over to him. Din jumped like he'd been electrocuted. He deactivated the darksaber as he spun to face Cal, as though he was going to pretend he hadn't been doing anything. "You're allowed to train out here during the day, you know. It's not like it's busy."
"It's not, I..."
Din started haltingly, his visor not quite looking Cal in the eye. "Middle of the night's fine, too, though, if that's more comfortable." Cal took a few more steps forward into sparring range. "Ready?"
"Ready for what?"
Din asked, confused out of his embarrassment. "Come on, let's see what you've been working on."
"I'm not fighting you, Poncho."
Cal laughed. "Not fighting, sparring. It'll be fun, I promise."
"It'll be fun until I get my arm cut off," the Mandalorian grumbled, but he settled into a neutral stance and activated his saber nonetheless.
"Have more faith in your abilities and my restraint." Cal ignited one side of his own lightsaber. The light from the pale blade was more intense than the dim aura of the darksaber. It cast a cyan glow over the grass and stone around them and bounced off Din's armor. Cal spun the hilt into a defensive grip and waited for Din to make the first move. Assuming you accept my challenge, which I insist you do, you will come to Crownest on the eve of Ahun Tour to face me. If I defeat you, you will surrender the Darksaber and swear fealty to House Kryza. If you win, I will challenge you again, or one of my competitors will, if they are given the opportunity. Some will not be as gracious with your life should you lose. I hope you are prepared. It will not do for this to be an unequal fight. Bo-Katan's transmission ended with no sign-off. Din watched it several times to make sure he wasn't missing any important information. If she was asking him to swear allegiance, hopefully that meant she didn't intend to kill him when she won, which was some consoling. Ahun Tour, Remembrance Day, was a Mandalorian holiday that celebrated the lives of the Mandoada who'd passed on. In the covert, it had always been a somber occasion. Even foundlings like himself had lost people in the Great Purge. It wasn't uncommon to schedule important functions around Ahun Tour, since it was guaranteed that people would be available to observe it. The holiday was still a few standard weeks away. Hopefully this whole mess would be over then, and he could go back to happily living life in blissful ignorance of house politics, with no claim at all to the title of Mandalore. Din looked up at the sound of light knocking on the doorframe of the open door to his quarters. It was Cal, with one plate of food in his hands and another balanced on his forearm. You hungry?
I am, thank you.
There's some extra meat for Grogu, too. Din accepted the proffered plate. Cal took the other and sat, as he often did, in the hallway just outside the threshold of the door. Before Cal had started joining him for meals, Din hadn't eaten with anyone since he was a child. He found the change pleasant, if a bit unsettling at first. Talking to someone without the concealing barrier of the helmet made him feel vulnerable, and he found himself pointlessly worried about what his voice sounded like. Did he speak too loudly, compensating for the modulation of the vocoder? Too softly? Was his intonation weird? If any of that was the case, Cal never mentioned it. Din did find himself wishing that he could see the other man's face, rather than just his knees and the corner of whatever brightly colored poncho he was wearing when they ate together. But that wasn't allowed. Not yet, anyway. Was that Bo-Katan? Cal asked, pointing without looking back through Din's doorway at the bluish figure of Bo-Katan frozen over the table. What did she want? I meant to ask before. You guys don't seem to get along too well. Din shrugged, before remembering Cal couldn't see him.
Mandalorians fight. It's just what we do. There's no real bad blood between us. She's going to challenge me for the Darksaber.
He sighed. I wish she'd just taken the damn thing. Why didn't she?
Apparently, that's not how it works, and a disrespect to our traditions. It must be one for her claim to be illegitimate.
Her claim to the saber?
Oh, I don't think she cares about the blade itself. She wants the throne.
What? Cal had stopped eating. The throne? It began to dawn on Din that Cal, while knowledgeable about a great many things, might not know just how significant Din had unwittingly made himself by winning the Darksaber.
I also did not know the two things were connected when I took the Darksaber from Gideon.
So, you are the ruler of your people right now?
Not exactly. I just have claim to the title.
Damn.
Yeah.
They ate in heavy silence for a moment, before the sound of fussing from Grogu's crib told Din that he was awake and hungry. Din finished his own food quickly and shoved his helmet back on, then stood to get the kid.
You can come in now, he called back to Cal.
How gracious of you, your majesty.
When Din turned back, Grogu in his arms, Cal was bowing dramatically towards him, a mischievous grin on his face. Cark off, Poncho, Din muttered, but he was unable to muster any real irritation. Din continued to train with Cal more often now that Cal knew exactly why exactly Din learning how to use the Darksaber was important. By the next week, Cal was hunting him out into the courtyard in the dark, pre-dawn hours of the morning, almost every single day. If we've been sparring for over a month and you lose to Bo-Katan, I won't have done a very good job teaching you, Cal asserted.
But I want to lose, Din protested weakly.
He couldn't really complain, though, because sparring with Cal was actually fun. Terrifying at times, but undeniably fun. And the longer they went, the less Din felt the Jedi was pulling his punches. Din might not have Force speed or Cal's acrobatic abilities, but he did have armor and as many years of experience. They traded strikes slowly at first, gradually building up momentum. They danced around each other to the staccato rhythm of the blades clashing, black on pale blue. Din had to admit to himself that Cal was beautiful like this, in his element, his green eyes lit with focus and his cheeks tinged pink with exertion. It motivated him to work harder, move faster, be more of a challenge to the Jedi in front of him. Din went to sweep the blade in an arc towards Cal's middle and clipped the edge of his poncho, but was blocked. He parried the strike that followed, then pivoted out of the way. A lesser fighter would have been unbalanced, but Cal compensated easily and nearly tripped Din up with a low strike. He feinted to the left, not expecting Cal to fall for it, but he did. Instead of a blade blocking him, Din found his whole body quite suddenly fixed in place, his arm immobile, in the air about a foot from Cal's shoulder. Din had never felt the Force used on him like this before. It was a bizarre feeling. The closest thing he could think to relate it to was being in a dream where you didn't entirely have control of your own actions. Din only had a few seconds to consider it before he was released and he was allowed to pull his arm back.
"Sorry," Cal exclaimed. He looked mortified. "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. It was just a reflex. Sorry, are you okay?"
Cal put his hand on Din's half-extended forearm. He was standing very close.
"It's okay," Din assured him. "Weird feeling, though."
I know. I panicked. I'm sorry."
"Really, it's fine."
Because it felt like the right thing to do, Din reached his free hand around to the back of Cal's neck and pulled forward, knocking their foreheads gently together.
"I'll take it as a compliment," Din added.
"I..." Cal started, voice slightly choked.
"Oh." Din leaned back, gloved fingers sliding out of red hair, and stepped out of their little moment.
"Sorry I nicked your poncho,"
he said, gesturing to a scrap of orange and white fabric on the grass.
"What?"
Cal looked a bit dazed. He felt around for the torn hem of his poncho.
"Oh, I have two of this one."
"Of course you do."
"Because it matches my hair."
"Right."
When they were done sparring for the morning, Cal followed Din back across the courtyard to the temple. Seer sat on a rock not far from the door, nursing a mug of calf, looking a little bit smug. Din nodded to her and went through into the temple. But Cal lingered.
"You two looked cozy," Seer said without preamble.
Cal rubbed the back of his neck, which was still very warm.
"Well, you know, I'm just doing what I can to help him learn how to use the Darksaber."
But the Darksaber was the last thing on Cal's mind as he remembered the cool press of Beskar against his forehead and the intimacy of being so close to the Mandalorian. Close enough to...
"Uh-huh. And how's that going?"
"How's what going?"
Seer released a snort of laughter, and Cal's brain caught up. "Oh, good. It's going good. Well, it's going well." Seer laughed harder. I'm going to go get breakfast.